6 months before the Declaration of Independence, the British government has already lost control of the province of North Carolina. Royal Governor Josiah Martin has fled New Bern and is living on a ship off the mouth of the Cape Fear River. At Martin's suggestion, two British armies are converging there by sea to take the colony back, and Martin has called for loyal volunteers to join them. Nearly 1,600, most of them Scottish Highlanders, gathered in this vicinity. At least one camp likely is here and in the open fields across the creek between the two towns, taking advantage of Cross Creek, distant Blunt Creek, and the cool spring for water. Surviving documents do not specify the campsite. Local traditions also suggest a plantation south of town or more in the modern downtown. As historians have noted, these loyalists were farmers, not fighters. The men were not a militia unit, nor an army of experienced soldiers. They had not trained together nor fought together, and they were ill-equipped and poorly supplied. Some are here because they, to gain permission to immigrate, or their grandfathers, after the 1746 Battle of Culloden in Scotland, had sworn an oath of loyalty to the king. Others are responding to the offer of confiscated rebel land and 20 years of no property taxes. A few are ex-regulators, former protesters against the colonial government who had sworn a loyalty oath in exchange for pardons after losing the Battle of Alamance 5 years earlier. However, one source says 500 of these turned around and left when they found none of the British soldiers they had been promised. Another says only small groups remain, and their leaders point out their weapons were confiscated as part of the pardon agreement. On Sunday, February 18, 1776, the recruits marched toward Brunswick Town to join the governor via the Wilmington Road. Contrary to local tradition, Scottish heroine Flora MacDonald, whose husband Alan was one of the Loyalist or Tory army leaders, almost certainly did not address them prior to their departure. Perhaps she should have. The Tories never made it to the British. First blocked at Rockfish Creek south of town, they were badly defeated at the Battle of Moore's Creek Bridge. Only a few made it back to Cross Creek before getting captured by Patriot militia. Use the walking instructions under Pfeiffer Grave and then click its audio clip.